All right, so today we're going to be talking about politics. We're going to be basically taking some biblical principles that everybody should know just about morality. And obviously in the New Covenant, we believe that Jesus provided us morality and gave us godliness as a gift. But there still is, right? There still is such a thing as morality. And we're going to take some of those biblical principles about morality, and we're just going to compare them to our two main political parties in America today. So the Republican Party and the Democrat Party. Now, I don't believe that we should get tribal and we should get into this team mentality where we just vote a certain way just because we've always voted that way, or be for Republicans or for Democrats just because of the name. But it definitely is true, right, that because God is not confused about what morality is and what right and wrong is, there is going to be a political party that is more in line with those biblical principles. So what we want to do is just find out what God calls right and what God calls wrong in Scripture, and then just vote with whoever lines up most with those principles. I think a lot of Christians even are standing up for different causes and they're standing up for different political views, but they don't actually have a reason for why they believe what they believe politically. They vote a certain way because somebody seems nice to them or they like someone's personality, but there's no depth to it. They don't have chapter and verse where they can point to it and say, God calls this right or God calls this wrong, and their voting, therefore, is not coming from that perspective. And so that's why today we're just going to give you scripture to actually back up our claims. Because if we're just, you know, stating something that we feel is moral, or I just feel this is right, honestly, then there's just no such thing as morality. There's no standard anymore because everyone's just doing what's right in their own eyes instead of, you know, seeking the Lord for actually what is right and seeking Him for wisdom on that. So that's what we're going to do today. And then we're going to see how the political parties stack up to those principles.